Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello everyone and welcome to our Great Outdoors programme once again. I am happy to present our guest, Sam Wilkinson, the owner of a successful business. Welcome, Sam.
Good afternoon. I am very excited to be here as I listen to your programme every Saturday. It is a privilege for me to be invited.
Thank you. We are glad you could come. Our listeners are usually outdoor lovers, so naturally, they would like to know more about your business. Tell us about it, please.
Well, I make wooden boats. They are mostly custom-made boats. It's like when you decide you want to own a boat, you come to me and ask for a design. I first make a small-size model for you, and then, if you approve, I build a real-size one. You choose your style, your size, and your colour, and I make it for you. Simple as that.
I see. Before calling you to the studio, I've looked at some of the boat photos on your website. They are so different, and each so unique. It's amazing. Where and how did you come up with the idea of making wooden boats?
Well, I've been really fond of fishing since childhood. And when I was a teenager, my neighbour gave me a part-time job at his wood shop. I became very skilled at woodwork and found myself really enjoying it, but I just didn't know how to apply the skill. When I got older, I worked for a while as a fishing guide, and then it dawned on me that I could make my own boats and use them for fishing. That's when I seriously looked into this business.
Was it your father that introduced you to fishing?
My father was a blues songwriter. He was always on the road, and my mum was working, so every summer I was dumped at my grandma's house. She had a farmhouse and lots of land. There was a big river next to her house. That's where I learned all about nature and became who I really am. I was super happy to be out there. When I started fishing, I liked it so much that I was focused on that one thing and became very good at it.
It is amazing that the love for fishing has led you to your own boat-building business. But you mentioned that your father was a songwriter. How did it feel to be a son of a famous person?
It was quite interesting. My dad was often on the road and I missed him, but I got to spend some time with him, and that was great. I know all of his songs and I have taught myself to play the guitar as a tribute to my father. I felt he deserved that from me. But I wouldn't want his life for myself or my family. Everyone chooses his own path.
That is very true. I know you have a son too. Are you planning to introduce him to your business when he's a bit older?
Sure, he already sails the boats with me when possible. And I take him to the shop to help me with some work. He can do some small jobs, you know. It is good to teach your son to work with his own hands. There is so much satisfaction in the end product. I hope he grows in his skill with each day.
That is great, Sam. One last question for you today. Tell us, please, about your favourite thing to do.
Fishing, of course, as I've mentioned before. I am a fanatic. I take my dog, Foxy, take my fishing rod, my favourite boat that I made myself, and go out on the river for half a day. I catch fish and let them go, listen to the sounds of nature, and enjoy the scenery. There is no one out there, usually, so I can enjoy the peace and quiet.
Sounds really tranquil. Maybe I will order a boat from you and go out fishing more often. This studio can get pretty hot in the summer. Sam, thank you so much for coming out. It was great getting to know you a little. Good luck.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello everyone and welcome to our Great Outdoors programme once again. I am happy to present our guest, Sam Wilkinson, the owner of a successful business. Welcome, Sam.
Good afternoon. I am very excited to be here as I listen to your programme every Saturday. It is a privilege for me to be invited.
Thank you. We are glad you could come. Our listeners are usually outdoor lovers, so naturally, they would like to know more about your business. Tell us about it, please.
Well, I make wooden boats. They are mostly custom-made boats. It's like when you decide you want to own a boat, you come to me and ask for a design. I first make a small-size model for you, and then, if you approve, I build a real-size one. You choose your style, your size, and your colour, and I make it for you. Simple as that.
I see. Before calling you to the studio, I've looked at some of the boat photos on your website. They are so different and each so unique. It's amazing. Where and how did you come up with the idea of making wooden boats?
Well, I've been really fond of fishing since childhood. And when I was a teenager, my neighbour gave me a part-time job at his wood shop. I became very skilled at woodwork and found myself really enjoying it, but I just didn't know how to apply the skill. When I got older, I worked for a while as a fishing guide, and then it dawned on me that I could make my own boats and use them for fishing. That's when I seriously looked into this business.
Was it your father that introduced you to fishing?
My father was a blues songwriter. He was always on the road, and my mum was working, so every summer I was dumped at my grandma's house. She had a farmhouse and lots of land. There was a big river next to her house. That's where I learned all about nature and became who I really am. I was super happy to be out there. When I started fishing, I liked it so much that I was focused on that one thing and became very good at it.
It is amazing that the love for fishing has led you to your own boat-building business. But you mentioned that your father was a songwriter. How did it feel to be a son of a famous person?
It was quite interesting. My dad was often on the road and I missed him, but I got to spend some time with him and that was great. I know all of his songs and I have taught myself to play the guitar as a tribute to my father. I felt he deserved that from me. But I wouldn't want his life for myself or my family. Everyone chooses his own path.
That is very true. I know you have a son too. Are you planning to introduce him to your business when he's a bit older?
Sure, he already sails the boats with me when possible. And I take him to the shop to help me with some work. He can do some small jobs, you know. It is good to teach your son to work with his own hands. There is so much satisfaction in the end product. I hope he grows in his skill with each day.
That is great, Sam. One last question for you today. Tell us, please, about your favourite thing to do.
fishing, of course, as I've mentioned before. I am a fanatic. I take my dog, Foxy, take my fishing rod, my favourite boat that I made myself, and go out on the river for half a day. I catch fish and let them go, listen to the sounds of nature, and enjoy the scenery. There is no one out there, usually, so I can enjoy the peace and quiet.
Sounds really tranquil. Maybe I will order a boat from you and go out fishing more often. This studio can get pretty hot in the summer. Sam, thank you so much for coming out. It was great getting to know you a little. Good luck!
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.